working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Miss Jill Metter.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday's right. Oh, I'm glad you're in here. You're always happy.
Oh, happy Tuesday. I don't care what day
it is.
It's happy.
Yeah, it's just, you're a happy girl. Anyway,
I am.
Cleanups are still going on at Cheyenne. Reed, I don't know. I never heard from anybody yesterday of any damage over by Lone Wolf. I think that was a tornado on the ground the longest, but I never got any reports from anybody, so I don't know how that's going. But it's cleanup is in full bore up there at Cheyenne for sure. Electricity yesterday. Here's my day. Well, at the studio. Electricity's out at the barn. Got three freezers in there.
Oh,
and the
no.
refrigerator. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to fire the big diesel generator up. So I'm down there, and meanwhile, I won't say his name. I talked to somebody. Oh, they said it's going to be 2 or 3 days because it was a lot of damage. So I go down there and fire the generator up, and there was a circuit breaker that I couldn't figure out with a little help from my boss here and Potter Electric here in the city. We got it going. Went clear back to Carter from Willow.
Oh,
got the fuel tank because it's a diesel. Went clear over to Sayre, got some fuel, stopped by and watched some of the Beckham County cattle sale at the county show.
Yes, at the barn.
Got back down to Willow and electricity's on. So, anyway.
You just made a nice little trip.
I know, but it was kind of a worthless afternoon it ended up being. But anyway, we got that going. And right now, let's see what the weather's doing anyway. It's a nice 60s up in the panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma in the northern part. Woodward, you're 65. The May Ranch is 59. Helena, close to it anyway, is 56, 71 at Cheyenne, 70 at Hollis, 70 at Wellington, and 73 degrees at McLean, Texas. So it's a very nice day out there, but there's going to be a lot of wind today. So it's going to be dry. My oats were up this morning.
Yeah.
After that little shower yesterday.
Oh, our rye looks great.
I'm getting good shape. So let's start with you.
Oh, boy.
Last week on the show, the day we were interviewing Sayre.
Yes.
Is that true?
No.
Yes, it is. You're
no,
blessed.
It's not.
Yes. I think Miss Jill got asked out to the prom on our show last week.
He gives me so much crap, y'all.
I just wanted to find out, just ask you right here on there.
Now.
She's blushing. It's kind of true.
You're so full of it.
Anyway, so I had to have a little fun with you.
Yeah, I figured.
But so anyway, what you guys, you was telling me before the show what you guys got going out on the cattle operation right now. What are you doing?
Yep, so this weekend we're putting in seeders, and then next weekend we're AIing, which if you've ever done that, it takes a long time. You got to be patient. It's quite the process.
So you got Circle M, Joey, coming out to do it.
Yep.
But you're going to be short of hand.
Yeah, so I have to, I'm in charge of making sure everything gets what they're supposed to.
The right straw with the right mama.
Exactly.
Anyway.
I wouldn't want to mess that up.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
How are they going to tell if you did?
Well, guess we'll never know. Unless they just take it. Test. We'll never know.
Yeah, because all your cattle are black.
Yep.
Oh, man, we were going to have some fun with Deb in here without Jim in here, but I guess that went out the door.
Yep.
Anyway, we got a lot going on today. Jim and Debbie Davis and their daughter, Jordan, is going to be in. They've got their big bull sale coming up this Saturday, so we'll talk about that. Just like last year, I'm pretty sure it'll take up most of the show. So, but we got news. I need to... last night at the county, Jace Bold from Merritt, he won Grand Champion Stare. at Sayre at the Beckham County Show. And Hannah Stare, is that right?
I think it's how you say her last name.
Yeah, Stare. She had Grand Heifer. So congratulations to those two kids. And I got some more news. I'll have some more news on the Beckham County Show tomorrow. And just a reminder, tonight at 6:30 approximately, I'm going to do Facebook Live on KCO Facebook page and have a speaker or a mic in front of Monty Tucker, and we're going to do the whole premium sale live on Facebook. So if you can't make it, you can at least watch
it. You can watch it on Facebook.
Yeah. I got some results in from the Northwest Show at Woodward. You want to help me out with that?
Yes. Starting with the heifers, your Angus champion was Camden Colby. Your Charlet composite champion was Bryson Robertson. Your, man, I have never heard of this one. Oh, Key. it was spelled out like full. I'm used to just see it being that C-H-I, not the full thing. Your Key champion was Kelton Dowdle. I'm sorry if I butcher any of these names. Your Horned Hereford champion was Keelan Derrickson. Your Polled Hereford champion was Pacey McIntyre. Yep. That sounds familiar. Your Maintainer champion was Kelton Dowdle. Your Percentage Red Angus champion was Jillian Sherman. Your Red Angus champion was Avery McMurphy. Your Shorthorn Plus champion was Kaylee Noss. Your Simmental champion was Bryson Robertson. Your Simmental Influence champion was Rolton Boosden. That's a good one.
Yep.
All other breed champion was Camden Colby. Commercial champion was Hadley McCoy. I know him.
You did?
I used to show cattle with him way back when. And your supreme heifer was Kelton Dowdle from Leedy.
All right.
And then your steers, English champion was Carter Weber of Leedy. Black Cross champion was Allison Friesen of Arnett. All other breed champion was Pacey McIntyre from Forgan. And your grand champion steer was Allison Friesen from Arnett, Oklahoma.
Oh, cool. Good job up there. And their premium sale is going on tonight also. Washita County is going on tonight too, isn't it? Custer County is going on tonight. I don't know who else is. I'm sure there's
just shows everywhere.
it's time. And then we're only 10 days away from OIE now.
Yep.
So anyway, and it's going to be fun. And I heard rumors at the Carter Restaurant Cafe Saturday that they had the shooting sports OYE this last year. I hear they're going to strut them in there in the award show in the limo, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be
cool.
Yeah, because most of them are right out here.
Yeah, they're right over there at Merritt, yep.
Yeah, so anyway, so it's going to be pretty cool. Today is Stockman Veterinary Clinic Happy Calf Hour. Sorry I didn't say that earlier. I'm so excited. We got so many people in here. Anyway, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. And they're doing a really good job. And they are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventative herd health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, and it is, isn't it?
Yep.
It's here.
It is. It's more. It's almost March.
It's
March
almost
is tomorrow,
March.
Guys.
Yeah. We are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that might arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects, and that's what you're doing.
Yep.
And not necessarily. Is it heifers? You got heifers, or are they going to be all cows?
I think they're all cows.
Okay. And nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building a new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after hours emergency service. Thank you, Dr. Taylor Mouse, for being our sponsor today. So have you met Dr. Mouse?
Oh, yes.
Have you met Ronnie?
Yes.
What's your conclusion on Ronnie?
It's pretty interesting.
That's a good answer.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. All right, well, we have two of the three in the studio so far. Miss Jordan, she's coming, right?
She's supposed to be.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because we got one page just for her. So anyway, we got a plan for Miss Jordan. So anyway, when we come back from this Stockman's Vet Clinic break, We have Mr. and Mrs. Jim Davis in here, Davis Angus. They got their sale coming up this Saturday, and we got lots to talk about, new facilities, new game plans. And if you're watching on Facebook, look what I'm strutting today. Anyways, I'm happy. I got a vest. I love vests. Anyways, and thank you for that, Mrs. Davis. Anyway, so we'll be right back after this, and we'll come back. I'll have your West Texas temperatures, and we're going to pick a town for out there in the Texas Panhandle today. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 17th. 870 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 330 brought 277.50. 4 at 393 brought 252. 15 at 479 brought 239. 11 at 623 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 187. 8 at 831 brought 180.50. 3 at 952 brought 163. 6 at a heifers at 354 brought 216. 8 at 408 brought 214. 3 at 477 brought 189. 5 at 499 brought 194. 20 at 536 brought 187.50. 7 at 614 brought 186. 5 at 745 brought 166. Butcher cows were 38 to 101. Butcher bulls brought 81 to 119.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1710. Pairs brought 725 to 1625. And that's your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yes, I need to go to the weather here. Welcome back to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Mr. Jim Davis has picked Canadian, Texas as our person's, our town out there in Texas Panhandle. According to the West Texas Mesonet, it's 69 degrees right there. The humidity is 10%. The wind is 20 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. Already had wind gust up to 39. So I'm sure they're under a fire watch out there with the 10% humidity. It doesn't show it on here, but I bet they are. And anyway, 37 minutes of red flag already today. So, yep, they are. No sub-freezing minutes today. An 8-inch soil temperature in Canadian, Texas is 45 degrees. And here at our Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center in the studio, we are 70 degrees, 17% humidity. We're only showing 10-mile-an-hour wind here, but we're in these skyscrapers around here, so not much wind. So be careful out there. Take preventions for fire. Check your chains. Check your bearings. Do not be welding on that gate that you've been needing to do for 5 years. Today ain't that day. I know that somebody's going to try it. So anyway, well, guess what, Miss Jill?
We have special guests.
Yes, we do. Anyway, you want to introduce them?
Yes. With us in the studio today, we have Mr. Jim Davis and Mrs. Debbie Davis.
Yeah. Anyway, are you guys getting excited yet?
We've been excited, Jimmy. We stay that way. I may not look like it, but I'm thrilled.
You guys got to get on Facebook and watch this. Anyway.
It's hard to keep him down.
It's hard to keep him down. Well, you guys ought to be super excited because, one, not just because of your sale, you have a new facility.
Yes, that's something that makes it a lot easier, because if you forget something that you from home, you can just run a mile to go get it instead of 30, minutes to take there. So, yeah, that's going to be the nice thing.
So that's, what is it, how far east of the...
It's a mile east of the
Cotton Gin.
Co-op Gin and Burns Flat, and a quarter mile south. It's a place that Jordan and Nakona bought about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Had the barn on there. We've had some family reunions, class reunions. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association had a meeting over there the other day. It's a place that she bought with this in mind.
Right.
She has full intention of... going on with the bull sale and what we do for the rest of her life, I guess, because that's about how long it's going to take her to fight for.
Look who strolls in here late.
Hey, somebody got a word. Anyway, that was so open.
I've been listening to you guys.
So I'm excited to see the facility Saturday. But you guys, so you had family reunions in the building, so now you can pin the kids up out there in the lots and stuff and keep more family reunions, more...
She's had a number of groups in there. The barn's fixed up pretty nice.
Right.
I think they have intentions of expanding the room, how much room we've got. It's going to be a little close. We're going to work on togetherness.
Yeah.
Saturday. We have a lot of friends that...
I don't know if you're Baptist or not, but you're sounding like a preacher now.
We have a lot of friends that come to this. It's kind of a reunion of our friends.
Right.
I tell the story that when Debbie and I got married, I had one friend, and he wasn't real good. And now we have hundreds of them that come to our wholesale.
And you're not even on social media. No, anyway. Well, I'm excited for you guys with the sale coming up. And how many does this make,
25?
More or less 25.
Okay, cool.
We don't
count. We just have some.
Doesn't matter, does it?
I just got 10 fingers, man.
We won't go there. I'm waiting for one of your buddies over at Burns Flat to text in right now, and you know who I'm talking about. So, anyway, well, Jill, what do you got to ask Miss Jordan?
Hi.
Hey.
I didn't get to introduce myself. I'm Jill.
It's nice to meet you.
I work with Jimmy like once or twice a week. I have to put up with him. So
I get to listen to y'all a lot.
Yay. That's exciting. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where'd you go to college? What do you like to do?
So I went to college at Southwestern, and I did that because it was close to home, and I could still show cattle that way, and we were showing bulls and kind of having fun. And then I've got I majored in business administration, and I've got a minor in finance, and I've kind of worked in a bank, clothing store, all the above, and then I decided to come home and pester my dad, basically, whenever I had Denton. And so I've been doing the cattle thing full-time since 2014, and I serve on a lot of boards and committees, and that keeps me pretty busy.
Yeah, I can imagine. What's it like working with your parents?
Fantastic. Every day is so much fun.
Debbie's smirking over here like,
I am. I like to argue. It's fun.
Yeah.
She does like to argue.
Well, I like to, I work with my parents as well, so I just.
Who starts the argument?
Yeah. Point fingers all
different
directions.
Depends on the day. Depends on the day.
I can see that. I work with my parents, and I usually try to just keep everything in line. That's usually my job.
Yes.
So I can imagine that's probably your job, too.
Yes.
Oh, that would be mine.
Yeah. Mom and Nakona are good referees and coaches.
No, I mean, like, making sure we have what we need out there. And
yeah, you and Nakona are good at that.
And
Dad and I just kind of... fly by the seat of our pants a little bit.
You wing it.
Pretty much. So how did y'all get started in Angus bull sales?
So my grandpa actually kind of started with, like, what, 1970-something? And then from there, Dad kind of really built on the quality and then the technology and started AIing in 93, I believe. Is that when you started AIing? Something like that? Good number.
And we took our first whites in 95.
Yeah, and so they really got it started. I mean, my grandpa just kind of had some cows and stuff, and Dad used to have cotton, and he liked the cattle thing because it was a lot like the cotton. You got paid on quality, and so he's been really good about that, and then throw me in the mix and just have a good time.
Yeah. So do y'all pay attention to when genetics to have, like, the most important genetics in
the bulls? Yes. Somebody pays a whole lot more attention than my dad and I. Dad and I pay attention, but my mom can tell us all the numbers anytime a cow has screwed up on her computer. And so it's kind of, she keeps us in line. And so we take weights on the bull, or everything, at birth, weaning, and yearling. And then we ultrasound them. I mean, if you can measure it, I'm fairly certain we measure it, and Mom keeps track of it and enters it in her system. We do the feed efficiency when we take steers to, like, buffalo feeders, and we get that carcass information back. It all gets entered in the computer, average daily gains. I mean, everything.
So you keep track of everything.
Yes, whenever I talk about, well, I've got to get these in my pen, it's the pen on the computer. And I think people think, why aren't they in pens? Well, yes, I have what's called all animals, but, like, if I'm working, like, I've got my K bulls.
Which is this year's.
Mm-hmm. year's. They're all in a pen. And then we've got my fall J bulls that are, you know, in pens.
Right.
And so it's whatever I'm dealing with is I've got a pen. And so I can just pull them up real quick and tell you what's going on with
yeah.
them.
And we actually, that, what she does on the computer, I have an app on my phone, so I can look up DNA, I can look up who we sold a bull to. If somebody calls me and they're like, hey, I bought such and such bull, do you know what it is? I can actually go into our customer base and look it up and be like, well, this is your options, give me a little bit more information, and then I can narrow it down. And so I get that call a lot, is, hey, which bull is my heifer bull? I'm like, let me see.
That's pretty cool.
Give me just a second.
Yeah.
And see what.
Or it's not, I'm going to get back to you next week. It's, give me a second.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
And so it's, yeah, technology has made it a lot easier, I guess, to see what you sold somebody. And they'll call and ask, okay, this is what we have. What can I buy that's not related to what I've already bought? So you know what that customer's bought, and so that makes it kind of nice that they have a question about it.
Okay.
Are you learning?
I am. I'm learning a lot over here.
Well, I got a question for Miss Jordan.
Okay.
Name off all the organizations you're involved in.
Oh, I don't have my phone in here. I have to keep a list. Like, I'm not even kidding. I have a list on my phone.
Well, name some of them.
So I do the Beef Council. I am a district director for the Cattlemen's Association. I am the chair of our Farm Bureau Women's Committee.
That's statewide?
No, that is just county.
The county, okay.
Yep. And then what else? County Fair Board. I'm dealing with Fair Board stuff today. Then, golly, there's a bunch. That's all I can think. That's all I've dealt with. Oh, Nakona and I are advisors for the Oklahoma Junior Angus Association.
That's what I thought.
So, yep, we're dealing with awards right now for OIE. That's, my phone's been going off about that. And then I'm also on the Oklahoma Angus Board, and I'll be the vice president this year.
And she just...
I told you she was a busy lady.
Yes, you did.
She just got back from Washington, D.C.
What'd you do?
I am on the Farm Bureau's issue Advisory Committee on Animal Care. So, yeah.
You want to tell them what the... Okay.
Grandma's over
That's a conversation for a different day.
Okay.
Grandma's
Politics
over here stirring the pot.
Yes. Yeah. I did learn a lot. That's a very good meeting.
Hey, tell her not to yank on that. So, well, let's take a break real quick. We'll take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, we'll get back to Debbie and Jim because it sounds like Jordan needs to go get her phone. I want to hear one of her phone conversations. It was on this Angus deal. Anyway, that's exciting. But honestly, I'm not saying this because you're sitting in here in the studio. Thank you for what you do with all those deals because we got to have people involved out here in this stuff to make it succeed. And we got a lot of people in Western Oklahoma that are big-time members of this. And I know you and the feisty one up there in Arnett, Lori, her name.
Oh.
And Lori, and we got... Monty Tucker and Jimmy Taylor out of out of Roger Mills County. And we got some more. There's some people on the cotton deal, and I know I'm missing somebody, and I'm sorry if I do. That's just the way my brain works during the show. But I have a quick question for Miss Jill.
Oh, boy.
Via text line. It says, if you get time, and I've got time right now.
Okay.
Reckon you could explain cedars to us not so familiar with AIN?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we come back from break.
Okay. All right. When we come back from break, I'll have your Northwest Oklahoma forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it, just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frames. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. I'll pick the big city of Alva today. Currently it's 64 degrees, feels like 64. Humidity is 38, not quite as low up there as it is down south. And the winds are out of the southwest at 11 miles an hour. We are under a, they are up there, and I'm sure we are here too, fire weather warning. Be careful out there, everybody. Today, 70 for a high. Tomorrow, 60 for a high. Thursday, 50% chance of rain showers, 49 for a high. Thursday night, 28 degrees for low. North wind, 17 to 26 with wind gust up to 35 and a 70% chance of wintry mix. How about that? Friday, 53 degrees. The wind will still be getting it out of the northwest. Saturday just looks pretty. Partly sunny and 53 degrees. Well, back to the show, Miss Jill. Are you learning anything?
I am learning.
Anyway.
We're learning as we go.
We have Jordan, Jim, and Debbie. Davis Angus cattle in here, and they got their big sale coming up this Saturday. What time is it at 1?
12:30.
Which is 11.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the sale's at 12:30?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Hour and a half for dinner.
Yes,
that's good.
We are served.
That is
good.
That's good. Oh, anyway, we got, when can they start viewing the bulls?
We'll have the bulls over. We plan to bring them over Thursday, so they'll be ready to look at Friday.
Friday.
Most all day Friday, knowing the people that are dealing with moving them over there, if mid-morning Friday or a little later would be just right.
That must be something towards you.
Or any day really works. They can come out anytime. We'd be glad to show them around.
Anyway, so are the pens fully complete?
They're done.
They've
got water. They've got tanks. The tanks have water in them. We're getting the feeders today. They just came in from Missouri, and so we're picking them up. There's a guy picking them up right now, and he's going to bring them out to the place and get them set up. So.
Well, you guys need help. Jill and I ain't doing anything.
Nope.
She likes dust and stuff like that with her allergies.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm feeling it right now.
All right. Well, let's talk about the bulls. Let's talk about the bulls, Jim. I'm just kidding.
The bulls are a product of about a 30-year breeding program. We started AI-ing back in the 90s. And at that time, I became aware that the carcass traits were very important to the future of the beef business. That was when beef prices were down. The consumption was lower every year.
Why do you think that was?
Because we did not have a consistent product.
Okay.
If anything, it was consistently tough and tasteless.
Right.
And there was quite a movement underway behind the scenes to get more marbling in the cattle, which I was aware of. Our first experience with the carcass traits in cattle was sending some cattle to the Angus Association to feed out on a value discovery project that they did one year. The cattle came back entirely different than what I anticipated they would be by looking at them. So at that point, I mean, we went to a gazillion shows around the country, and as our business developed, we kind of, on a trip back from Milwaukee, I think it was, developed a mission statement. Carcass and confirmation without compromise. I don't like ugly cattle. If you're in the cattle business, sooner or later, the only joy or financial reward you're going to get from them is looking at them.
Right.
I don't want to look at ugly cattle. But yet, I want people to have the taste experience when they eat. Jordan took us out. She gets to know some of these places you go eat. We were able to buy a $250 T-bone.
Uh-oh, here we go.
and it was good. It was good. Really good. And that's one of the things that we're proud to be a part of.
I gotcha.
That we can, our cattle can produce that kind of quality eating experience. We also have been involved in the feed efficiency things. And from what Jordan tells me, Jordan kind of keeps us informed on what's going on in the world.
Right.
She said Walmart is going to be involved in making sure that their beef is produced by feed-efficient cattle. This really? Is going to be That's a major good. Change.
Big time.
And it needs to be. I mean, the cattle that come off of Burt's deal, we've got some bulls in there that ate 11 pounds of feed to gain a pound. We've got bulls in there that ate 5 pounds to gain a pound. That's a major swing.
Yes.
Financially and environmentally.
Right.
The environmental issues, you know, are at least as important as the financial issues. If we're going to keep doing this, we've got to satisfy some critics that we have.
Right.
I think we need to get more aggressive about carbon footprints that other people have rather than
right.
just listen, try to make excuses for cows farting. but we measure everything, as Debbie will tell you, and we talked about a while ago, and we don't expect people that buy breeding animals from us to have to understand all of this stuff. But what they need to understand is all of that information weighs on the decisions that we make of what bulls to breed to. I mean, it's a total package thing. It's not one or two traits that we're working on. We will not accept heifers not being able to calve on their own.
Right.
That's one of the first things that we set into motion was eliminating all of the
troublemakers.
And come to find out, most of the heifers that you pull calves out of, you pull calves out of their daughters. And that's not a trait that we have a measure on, but we've just worked the whole package into a convenience. You come, if you're selling freezer beef, we've got in the sale catalog, we've got notations in there on the cattle that we feel like are good for that that program, and it may be some of the ones that we think will sell more economically, where that's noted.
The smiling
because,
faces.
Yes, we've had the certified Angus beef logo on our catalog ever.
Targeting
the brand since it's been available, and that's been 15, 20 years, Jordan.
No, I think,
well,
time flies, maybe 10.
But like I say, you can get, I used to try to explain all of this stuff to people, what we were doing. And
you had the deer in the headlight look
yes,
a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. And then as they were walking off, they were shaking their head like that.
And well, and you're still going to get a lot of this nowadays. You know, the first time I got involved with, or even was talked about with what you're doing was, I've said this probably once, probably twice, I was out there fracking a well on the Taylor Ranch back in like 2013, 14, and Jimmy stopped by, come on, I wasn't doing nothing, you know, and went over there and he started explaining this stuff to me. Well, it didn't register, but it went back there in the reserve. You know, I didn't delete it, you know, if you know what I mean? And then the more, and then now since it started to show, well, I started a little bit of what he was doing, but since it started to show a couple of years, I've got way more involved because it's really awesome what breeders like you guys, your family, other families, the Schweitzers, the Hudsons, the Taylors, the Tuckers, the McIntyres, all of them, you know, it's great what you're doing because, you know what, you're really, your number one customer is the consumer.
Absolutely.
You had a $250 T-bone. And you liked it.
So, yes.
That's a lot.
Very good.
So, yes, because he has embarrassed us before, hasn't he, Jordan?
What's the opposite of that, a $250 T-bone and you didn't like it?
Oh, tell the story.
More to the story.
You can tell it.
I told you this is going to be fun.
This is fun. I'm enjoying this. Because I didn't want any part of it. You tell the story.
So we were at the Golden Ox in Kansas City.
I've been there.
A number of years ago, we were up there for the Royal. Jordan was showing, and one of her friends was with us.
Allison Bond,
And we went in there and ordered a steak, and it seemed like forever getting it. And I forget what the cut of meat was that I ordered, but what I got was not that cut of meat. And it was horrible. Oh. And
you let them know, didn't you?
The manager came back and asked how we were doing, how it was.
Wrong mistake.
I just told him, I said, this is not the kind of meat I ordered, and it's horrible. And he fixed it. He went and got another one, and it was right.
Oh, gotcha.
But
whatever you got the first time wasn't right.
it wasn't the cut that
ordered. Because that's a great restaurant.
It is a good restaurant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we've ate there since then. We just ate there last summer. And
education that we have got to spread through the system.
Yeah. And it seems like the COVID has helped a lot. If anything good's come out of it, it really has that. I think there's more people buying local and have it processed local. You can tell because we got more processors in our neighborhood than we used to have, and the other ones are as busy as ever. And it's great. I think it's good for our economy.
I think it's great for our economy.
And the people that are producing it are educated. They know what they're doing.
Yes.
They're not just going out there throwing little feed out. Hey, I can make a little extra money.
Like on that place I worked at back in the early 80s. But that's the way it was back in the 70s and 80s. People just had cows with calves. They'd raise them to a certain point. Very few people took them to the feedlots. You know, take them to the sale barn, go hang out on Tuesday afternoon, watch your cattle sale. And that was a way of life. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's a whole different ballgame.
It is. Jim said, we send our steers and our heifers that don't breed to the feedlot, and there's a lot of information we glean from that to help make our product better. And That's something that I think we do that some producers don't do is send them, you know.
Right.
So we, but it's information that we're trying.
You need, you need it for next year
we
or
need
2 years
it,
down the road.
For that, maybe that cow's not doing what she's supposed to be doing, and so she hasn't produced well, and so that's somebody that needs to go.
Yep.
I mean, it's in our place, it's not. I mean, and we keep pretty, if they're a late calver or they don't calve, I mean, we know and
out the door.
Out your door. Because you're going to
It doesn't
that
make them
down.
A bad animal. They're just not fitting your criteria.
Yeah, they don't fit our criteria.
Well, let's take a break. This hour went by fast last year, and it's going by fast today. Anyway, before we go to break, let's answer this question.
Earlier
we had a question was, if you get time, reckon, so I know somebody talks like I do, reckon you could explain cedars to us. With people that are not so familiar with AIing. So
yes.
What you got?
So CEDARS, it's an abbreviation. It's C-I-D-R.
Yep.
So it stands for Controlled Internal Drug Release. So basically what it does is it releases progesterone into a cow when inserted, and it basically forces them into heat so that they can a week later be AI'd and become pregnant.
They can cycle.
Yes. It's a way to manipulate their hormones, basically, so that they can become pregnant
right.
through AI.
And it synchronizes them.
Yes, it does.
There we go.
So they all will birth in the same period.
Same period.
Time
yeah.
period.
I know.
Which is honestly kind of nice.
It's back in the days, we used to wait 30, 60, 90 days. And then that's when we'd find out if we weren't preg checking that, you know, okay, this cow. She just wasted a year of my life. Let's take her to the sale barn.
Mm-hmm.
Now
they'll calve within like 10 days, 10-day period, and it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Good afternoon, all your great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 20th. 1,567 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 370 brought 252. 6 at 504 brought 234. 18 at 783 brought 181. 25. 5 at 829 brought 176. 30 at 864 brought 178. 17 at 927 brought 173. 16 at 1039 brought 168. 6 head of heifers at 393 brought 193. 20 at 501 brought 195. 3 at 567 brought 184. 18 at 641 brought 173. 13 at 681 brought 173. 31 at 730 brought 174.50. 28 at 744 brought 170.50. Butcher cows were 12 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 73 to 119. Bred cows were 1050 to 1300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hours went by really quick.
Yes, it did. Very.
What you got to go over there for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
I've got your forecast for Southwest Oklahoma. I picked Mangum, Oklahoma today. It is currently 75 degrees and feels like 75 degrees. It almost feels like summer today. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's still February.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm
you're wearing a vest. I was like, you're wearing a vest over there. It's a little warm for that.
Hey, I look good, though.
Okay. The wind is out of the southwest at 13 miles an hour. Humidity is 13%. We do have a fire weather warning until 6 p.m. tonight, so beware of that. Don't be burning anything until
there
after
you go.
6
Tell
o'clock.
Them. Tell them.
Don't do it. Today is the high of 75. Winds can get up to 16 miles an hour. Tonight is going to be a low of 40 degrees. Winds shifting from southwest to northwest around 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow is going to be partly sunny at 66 degrees. Winds getting up to 16 miles an hour tomorrow night. We'll have a low of 40 degrees with winds out of the southeast at 8 miles an hour. Thursday, small chance of rain, about 30%. The high is going to be 66 degrees with a little bit of wind. Friday is going to be sunny at 57 degrees, and it's going to be a little windy, winds out of northwest getting up to 26 miles an hour. And Saturday is going to be really pretty, mostly sunny, 57 degrees and barely any wind, so it's going to be a beautiful day.
From what I'm seeing in the forecast, this snow date will not be needed in your catalog. All right, so we got about 4 minutes left. Let's go over the times, the dates, and who's involved, and then we'll get to the favorite bull question. Talk to me, Mr. Jim, or Jordan. Jordan.
Well, so like Mom said, we start serving lunch at 11. Dad's shister, so I don't know if everyone heard, but we're having prime rib from Carol.
Oh, cool.
The checkbox, so yeah, it'll be good, and it always is. And then the sale starts at 12:30. And it's also on DV Auctions. It's online. And so if anyone can't make it, DV Auctions has it. And then cell day phone, do not call my dad. Call myself. I'll give you my phone number. It's 580-383-7172. Or Matt Myers. It's all in the cell book. You can also see it at davisangus.com or our Facebook page. But Matt would be more than happy to help anyone.
Yeah,
and
he's good.
He's very good.
He's very active.
Yes.
I watched him in action up there at I've seen him at you guys' place last year, but at Cattlemen's Congress, and that boy was on the hook.
he's very good. He's helped us out a lot.
Yeah, and he's been through the bulls. I mean, he's seen them when they were babies, and he saw them before they went to Burt's, and then saw them when they came back, and he's been involved with them a lot. So.
Well, you guys, you also, right here on your catalog, open the page. And by the way, these are not last year's catalog because they smell like fresh ink. I can smell them right now. Anyway, 5% discount if you buy 5 to 9 bulls, and even a 10% discount if you buy 10 or more bulls. And there's people that do that.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So there's people that do that. And then you got 85 registered Angus bulls to be selling. And also your auctioneer is... Greg Griffith, did I say that right?
Yep, Griffith.
Griffith, and anyway, got that going on. And anyway, you can go to davisanguscattle.com. Well, trick question. Jim, all your bulls are good, but you gotta have a favorite.
Lot four.
Yes.
Oh, that's Jordan.
That's my 09J. It's my rawhide.
Rawhide. That's what I knew.
I actually went and got him collected. I've got 300 straws of semen on him. Because
he looks good.
I like him. I like him a lot.
That's a good choice. Okay, Jordan, your favorite bull. You better have the right answer.
45.
But I'm kind of with Jim, though, a little bit. I do like number 7.
Yeah, 7's good.
And I haven't had time to just study it, but that one Jordan picked out, number 4, but that number 7 kind of sticks out with me, too.
The fireballs, we have a number of the fireballs. We sold several 2 years ago. Didn't have very many last year. I think there's probably, 10, 12 fireballs in there. And which is a good thing because fireball is red hot.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, our music's playing. We ran out of time.
We did.
But it was so fun. You guys are one of my most favorite families in Western Oklahoma. So, anyway, good luck with the bull sale Saturday. 11 o'clock food. 12:30 tee off time for the bull sale. Jill and Jimmy will check off here and say goodbye.
Signing off.
All right.